That music can mean only one thing. That means Cub season is still on. And Kerry Wood is going to join us, brought to you by True Blue Playoff Plus from Wintrust, home of Cubs checking in by Sloan. Water connects us. Oh, my God. Kerry Wood.
It's incredible.
How you feeling, Ro? How you feeling?
Great question.
I know that's a question that is for the ages at the moment. And I want to say this, that last night, I was so nervous last night because I was thinking this is a pivotal game. It's a pivotal game. You got to tie it up there because you don't want them to have a chance to sweep you at home and then go into the World Series. And then when they came out and it was just all of a sudden when Rizzo hit that, you know, when both the guys who've really been struggling, when Russell and Rizzo both came out of their shell, I'm like, this series is over.
Yeah, you kind of felt such a momentum shift, didn't you? It's just like, this is the team.
Yeah, and you're exactly right. And I think when Russell hit that ball, I was curious to see how Rizzo's next at bat was going to be, just to have that four-run cushion, a little pressure off. Guys can take a breath and relax. And then you see Russell and Rizzo, their next two at bats, just hit missiles and square some balls up. So it was it's good to see. It's great to see. These guys get that monkey off their back, and now they can go out and worry about winning again other games tonight.
It's got to have an impact on everybody on the team, doesn't it? Something like that, when you see that they weren't hot for, and they were expected to be, and suddenly, boom, they're there. Exactly what you knew they could do, they were doing.
Yeah, you know, and then anytime you have teammates that are struggling, you guys, we feel it. We're all going through it together. We all feel that sense of relief when they get off the snide, so to say. And so, you know, it's nice to see those guys do it, and then obviously, you've got Montgomery coming in out of the pen, doing a tremendous job last night, and you know, Lackey getting us off to a great start and doing what he's done in the postseason for many years. So it all kind of all came together last night for us. Good.
All right. So now let's talk about. We get Kevin in. He's at Dodger Stadium right now. But before we do that, I just want to get an understanding here. Do you feel? Would you agree with the statement that the momentum has shifted here?
In our favor. Of course.
Yes.
I'm not sure. Yeah. I think we've got our horse going tonight in Leicester. We've got, you know, like I said, Rizzo and Russell hitting the ball well last night. These guys seem to be turning the corner, and it's I think all signs are pointing to positive direction for us tonight, especially. I obviously love Leicester going. I like who we're going against. And, yeah, we're actually working our way over to the stadium now as well, so I'm looking forward to another W.
Hey, Kerry, Kent Maeda going for the Dodgers tonight. If you're managing the L.A. Dodgers, would you have started Clayton Kershaw tonight and potentially have him in Game 7 as well?
No, I think because I don't know what you're going to get in Game 7 out of him if he was to go tonight. So I think if we win the first game of the series and then we win last night, then potentially I think we would have seen him tonight. But I think them winning that first game pushed him back another day, so. No, I think it's the right call on their end.
How worried do we have to be about him on Saturday night?
Oh, gosh.
Well, we're going to get him, right? We got to face him.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully he's, you know.
Human?
Beat him. He's a horse. He's, yeah, hopefully he's human for just a couple of innings, maybe one inning.
Hey, can you explain that leg kick motion to us for, you know, because it's an odd thing. You would think that in the pitching motion, that stutter step that he takes with his, you know, with his lift leg is – would be almost an screwing up one's balance. How does that work for him?
Well, for him, I think it's a timing thing. I think he started doing it to probably keep himself back over the rubber and not lunge towards a plate or fly open. So it became a timing mechanism for him. I think it's worked well for him, and I think obviously in turn it's kind of funky for the hitters too. So
yeah,
it's just something unique in his delivery that works well for him. But I think it's probably just a rhythm thing in his delivery that also screws the hitter up a little bit.
Kerry, you okay with Jason Hayward remaining in the lineup?
Yeah, I think, you know, Haley, he made a big throw last night and threw a guy out at the plate, and that's what Jay's been contributing to us this year. Unfortunately, his bat hasn't been there. He made a great throw, throws the runner out at home plate, saves us a run. He comes up with less than two outs, runner on second, third, gets the ground ball to second, gets a run in, so he was productive last night in the right direction, helping us win a ball game. So I think he's shown that on the defensive side of the ball, he's he's going to help us win games. And I think if he can get some walks and get some knocks and get on the base path, he's good enough on the base path to help us win games too. So I'm okay with him being in there in certain spots. And, you know, we've seen Soler get some of the bats here in the series. So, but, you know, if he keeps contributing defensively, I always like, as a pitcher, I always love guys helping me out on that side of the ball.
It is fun last night to watch at the very end, Addison Russell, ninth inning, top of the ninth inning. They're already up by 8 runs, and he had 2 outs, and he gets on base again. And it was like he was like jumping up like a little leaguer at his first hit. Yeah.
You could see it. It was so great to see.
Well, you can tell the pressure that he was probably putting on himself. I mean, we know what kind of player he was, and for him to have the night he had, and just you could tell it was just a big relief for him to have a great game like that. So hopefully he can keep it going again tonight and come back to Chicago with another W.
Hey, let's talk about Cleveland for a second here. I'm not getting ahead of myself. I'm just asking because you played for that franchise. The a sweep in the ALCS, I think that surprised everybody.
Yeah, you know, you look at Toronto, and they just couldn't get it done on the pitching mound. They didn't throw the ball well enough. This Cleveland team is they do a lot of things right. They've got every aspect of their game is pretty solid. So, you know, you're going to have to, whoever's playing them, it's going to be a tough series. Cleveland's a really good ball team, and you know, Francona's been there he's been in that situation many times. So they got the right guy leading them, and it should be a good series. But bro, unlike you to get ahead of yourself like that.
I said, so I'm not getting ahead of myself. I said, you just played for that franchise. That's all I'm saying, Kerry. That's all I'm saying.
I like it. It's positive. It's optimism.
Yeah.
Need a little more of that around here sometimes.
Yeah.
Even though I feel like we should be able to talk about it, it just still kind of feels, I don't know, you got Kershaw lurking back there. It kind of still feels like it's a little bit premature. But
I see this going 7 games. I mean, I do. I mean, I would not be surprised at all to see the Cubs win tonight, the Dodgers win on Saturday, and then it all comes down to Sunday. I mean, it's like, it's.
Yeah, I mean, that's if it plays out the way everybody expects it to, that seems to be what's in the cards, right? I mean, Lester goes out and does what he does tonight, he's supposed to do, and then Kershaw goes out and does what he's supposed to do, then, yeah, and you're looking at a game 7, which would be, what, is that Arrieta versus Hill?
And Hill, and what, where, all of a sudden, why did he get so good
there?
All of a sudden? What the hell is that all about?
Him. And he's a former Cub?
Yeah.
He's a former Cub, yeah. Rich Hill's always been able to spin the ball. He's always had a great curveball. He could always have tight rotation. He's found some things that worked for him, some different tools, and he's been around and
I have a new 2 years,
so he's been grinding. He's figured it out and he grinded through some innings in a big game.
I have a new drinking game that I came up with.
Oh, what's that?
While watching the game on television. Every time John Smoltz says top spin, you drink.
A lot of that.
He does a lot of that top spin on the ball, back spin on the ball kind of thing about any time a ball is popped up or whatever it is. And I know that I don't know. Is that something that pitchers talk about a lot? Is that top spin and back spin?
You know, I think he's a big golfer. He's a golfer, so that's why.
I know. It's like so weird. It's like, yeah, I put a lot of backspin on that. I'm like, why he popped it up? Isn't that what we just call it? Popped it up. I don't get it.
Well, you can tell when a guy hits the ball with backspin and the way the ball carries, or if a guy hooks one down in the corner and has topspin on it. So there's a swing that creates that spin. But yeah, we didn't talk about that a whole lot.
Yeah, I know. He does. So, again, if you really want to get plastered, drink every time he says it. And look out. Emergency rooms will be filled. All right, Kerry, we will. You know what, Kerry? We're going to talk to you next week. How
That's
about
right.
that?
I like that. I like what you're thinking.
I like your head out of that one, Ro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see
talk
what I'm doing there?
Thursday.
Yeah, talk to you next Thursday. Right.
I like it.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Thank you, Kerry.
All
enjoy
right,
the game, man. All right, there he goes, Kerry Wood.
Supposedly the Cubs are playing a pickup football game on the field before the
oh,
game.
Oh, God, no. No!
It's supposed to keep them loose, Ro. I guess that's what they do it for.
No! No, isn't it? Snapped ankle or something? No!
Yeah, didn't that one guy hurt his finger with the drone? And so it's like sometimes just the easiest
Which,
little thing.
By the way, that didn't work out real great for him. He bled all over the ball.
And he tried to casually act like it wasn't a big deal as he's bleeding all over the field. He's like, no, I'm fine. I'm fine out here, guys.
They let him pitch.
Nothing to see. Yeah. He's like bleeding to death on the mound.
They let him
pitch. I don't know how he liked
in game 3. He was like, no, I'm fine.
And I'm fine, I guess.
There was a actually, Kev sent me the picture. There's a picture of him holding the ball.
And it's all bloody?
Blood all over the ball.
Well, he's dripping.
Because you were telling us yesterday, Kevin, they're not even allowed to have a little Band-Aid on a sore, nothing.
Right, right. And he was just sort of out there like, yeah, no big deal. Just bleeding to death, throwing the baseball here in the playoffs. No big deal. But he only lasted a few innings, though, before they
had to
pull him.
Because he lost 3 liters of blood, right?
Well, right. He's got a little lightheaded out there.
That, and they also had that, you know, the HIV protocol in sports since Magic Johnson, right? They're all running out there. No one touched the ball. No one touched the ball.
I'm sure you wouldn't.
Magic Johnson's all over this stadium, by the way. I've seen him a bunch of times.
He's been tweeting out to get support for all the Dodgers fans. He's big.
Mm-hmm. I noticed last night in the game, too, there was a good Chicago skybox.
There was.
Yeah.
Good.
That had some interesting folks in it. All right, we'll talk about that. Violetta's got the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots right now.